Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There is a money-related stress link to this disease. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's no surprise that financial issues can cause depression, but a new study by researchers at Ohio State University's Comprehensive Cancer Center found that money-related stress had a stronger link to depression symptoms among breast cancer patients than even stress related to recent death or illness of a loved one. This study is important to me. It's been 27 years since breast cancer claimed my Aunt Earlene, my mother's eldest and only sister, and yet I am still drawn to information and studies that address what other issues play into this disease and how we can better understand and support loved ones dealing with it. As my aunt's illness grew worse, my aunt's resolve became our family's culture. Though she had relocated from Virginia and lived in Southern California with my parents and grandmother, she would buy a plane ticket to come see me and my family. We lived at that time in San Francisco. She would take her airline ticket with her to chemo treatment and more often than not, get on that one-hour-long flight to Northern California right after her treatment was over. She said that the ritual helped her win a few battles with feeling unwell. She said that keeping her spirits up despite the cancer was best done in the company of pure love, children, mine. I rarely saw my Aunt Earlene depressed, even though I know other worries played heavily on her mind. But my mom later told me that money matters, those huge mounting medical bills, were what most debilitated her sister's stamina. And while the Ohio State University study cannot prove that money concerns are a cause of depression among breast cancer patients, researchers say the link suggests that financial difficulties appear to be related to higher levels of systems and symptoms of depression. Information for those who love those who are going through this illness. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.